Good, eh? Right, we're going to have a three-way today. So we're going to have Becky. Oh, Becky is normal.
You didn't warn us about this. You've just sprung it on us.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Vickers is going to have a go as well.
I am indeed.
Thank you. And Sabina, who is our reigning champion on...
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you enjoying my World Cup party?
Yes, so nice.
It's all right, isn't it? Are your friends having a good time?
Yes.
Excellent. It's kind of really nice to meet you in person because,
you know,
that wouldn't normally happen
to
know what's a current contestant, so it makes you a bit special.
Yeah.
It does. Okay, so it's football related, though, what's occurring today. Here is your first situation.
Goal! What's occurring?
You know Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave?
Uh-huh.
Now, they've been doing alternative football commentaries this week. You can press your red button on the TV and you can get their commentary instead of the normal BBC commentators. Yeah.
Dave is looking so worried right now as to what we're about to...
It's all fine, Dave. It's all fine. Just drink up the apple juice. If you are fed up with commentators kind of knowing their stuff, what the players' names are, etc., then Chris and Dave's commentaries are certainly for you. If you are fed up with commentators who know the score, then they are certainly also for you. On your red button. Here's my question on goal. What's occurring? In their commentary the other day, when New Zealand played Slovakia, how many puns did Chris and Dave get into the commentary? Starting with you, Diana.
Can I go second?
But why?
Because I want to hear their answer.
I'll go first if you want.
Okay, go on then, Becky.
422.
Really? 422.
I was going to say 8. Okay, no, I'll do another one. I'm going to go with 250.
250 says Diana Vickers. And Sabina.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay, so we've got 250, 12 and 422.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's find out. It might get annoying. Here is Chris and Dave on the red button the other day. New Zealand playing Slovakia with their puns.
New Zealand playing from left to right in their all white strip. And they certainly look all white to us. And Mucha has Mucha to thank for having the ball in his large hands.
He's lifted up his flag. Hope he's got deodorant on. It's going to be hot today.
Yep. Talking of which, actually, lynx is one of the animals associated most with Slovakia.
Hey, Dave, I've just got a job at the local bowling alley.
Tempin?
That's permanent.
Hooray!
32 minutes on the clock. New Zealand, somewhere I've never been, but apparently it's a beautiful country. Capital, I think, is called Wellington, like the boot. Boot it, they really do want to do into the back of the net.
Looks like it's going to be a good game. It could be a goal fest, not to be confused with goal feast or meat feast, which is what I'm having for my lunch.
But that'll be all white so far for New Zealand, and they certainly did strike it lucky there. You know, that Eric Rice, he's certainly one of my kind of people. Killen, of course, who plays for Middlesbrough, to be replaced by Chris Wood.
And who wouldn't?
Number 9 for New Zealand, Schmelz.
And this piece of Schmelz in my mouth.
Big fan of tucking his shirt into his jeans as well. Very high waistline. But the scoreline here in Rustenburg. Nice. New Zealand 0, Slovakia 1 still.
What do you call a secret agent who's also a fish, Dave?
Octopussy.
No. James Pond.
Incredible selection, Dave. Oh, he did really well. Did really well. Anything you want to say? Step up to the mic.
It's deeply embarrassing.
Sorry, in front of
nothing.
A whole pub full of people watching you as well.
especially with a succession of Michael Barrymore puns as well, which is probably ill-advised.
Yeah,
I've never seen your wife, Lovely Jane, look so proud of you, Dave.
She gave you a reassuring squeeze.
Yeah,
it's all
she's,
fine.
She's now
and then hung her head in shame.
Wincing with embarrassment.
I'm just asking for... Really? Scores from the one that doesn't speak. Sabina, you were bang on. It was 12. Go on!
Yeah!
What's occurring?
Okay, next one. You know the actual proper BBC commentators on telly?
Yeah.
Well, they play a game, I don't know if you know this, where they try to get well-known song lyrics into their commentaries. Did you know that? Anybody?
No.
And they did it again last night. Anyone notice that?
No.
Can I ask the pub to pipe down a bit, please? We're playing a game here.
Cotler Kearns.
I've always wanted to do that.
So demanding.
I've always wanted to do that.
Dream has come true.
You've left your lights on. The Blue Astras left your lights on. Right. Anyway, so they were at it again last night, trying to get well-known song lyrics into their commentaries. During the France-Mexico match, they did keep slipping in a few song lyrics. My question to you all is this. During the second half of the France v Mexico match, how many song lyrics did the commentators get in? Let's start with Sabina.
13.
13. Vickers?
I'm going to go with 8.
8. Beku?
16.
Okay. There's only one way to find out. Here's those sneaky BBC commentators getting the song lyrics into their commentary again.
She's Ribery. France just cranking it up. Oh! Just a little bit. Oh! Little bit more. Oh! Just a little bit, you know what? So hard to get that down. Get that down. I think it's frustration. It's just the way we feel. This is Osorio.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Go, Boo.
Made no big decision. You know what to do. Back is Joseph Ule.
Go, Boo.
Skip, skip, skip to
Maluda.
Skip, skip, skip to
Maluda.
Skip, skip. Skip to
Maluda.
Skip to
Maluda now.
Garden. All in all, it's just a hill of brick.
Over the top of the wall. Evra. Evra.
Always up for a laugh, she's a pain.
Galas.
Every time that we meet, I skip a heartbeat.
Oh, what an impressive selection there. Like, it's just the way
some of those don't count.
What? Which ones don't count?
A pain in the galas.
Which one was that?
Heartbeat.
Oh, okay. Let me just hear that again just to check. I'm sure they said that. This one is particularly good, actually.
Skip, skip, skip to
Maluda.
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 Vickers, you were right on 8.
Yeah!
Which means we have you did kind of win. But there's only two situations today, so it's a kind of draw between you and
that's
Sabina.
Okay.
That means, Sabina, you can come back on Monday.
Cool.
And you can't because
Oh well, never mind.
All right, thanks guys. That was a special goal. What's occurring? I think that worked.
What's occurring?